I mean, I'd still be with Sarah. But maybe there'd be one or two others.
On the side?
On the side, or sometimes all together.
You mean... We gotta tell her things like that.
You think?
Communication, man!
Me, you, loving one another deeply as we do. Shouldn't we be free to let our love for one another now extend to a friend? Menage.
Ah, the glory of menage. So elusive yet glamorous is the dream of a menage.
Ever since I first heard of it, long ago, I've been dying to try it. But will she hear a word of it? No, no, no. Still it beckons me, I can't deny it. Menage.
Unattainable mirage.
Why do words like monogamy
and pervert
be allowed to sabotage
that fair dream of menage?
Love without aid or accoutrement.
Love past all measure.
Love like the great Kama Sutra meant when it spoke of the loftiest pleasure.
I only asked for that privilege known to many a Raj.
Menage. It was just a suggestion.
I was curious to know if it mightn't be totally out of the question.
Menage, that erogenous collage made of bosoms and buttocks in a glorious hodgepodge, that fair dream of menage. That each red-blooded man among the crowd stand around and proud in homage
to the dream.